on the 17th of March, we had a 7-day rolling average of 0.7. In 10 days, we're at 6.1. And those numbers very much concern me because we're just going in the wrong direction. Now, one of the things that we have said at the very beginning that is, you know, you heard at the very, a year ago, flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve. We don't want to overwhelm the hospital, the healthcare system. And our region is experiencing 9 days of hospital patient increase within our region. And so that puts that metric is at a trending increase and a warning level in a lot of ways, something to pay close attention to. And so that just means that we're going in the wrong direction. And one of the things is those metrics to move to the bridge all have to be within normal limits, whatever they create those limits for 28 days. And we're still struggling with that hospitalization. And I've heard that especially up in the northern regions, they've been having some issues. So, and one of the things that we have seen, we have had probably 19 or 20 positives in the last 7 days, which is a lot for us right now. I mean, it wasn't at the height of everything, but it's just been kind of interesting. But one of the problems that we're having, everybody's COVID fatigued, and we understand that. Let me tell you, nobody is more COVID fatigued than the health department folks. But you know, we are going to continue to do our contact investigating and tracing. And of the about 50% of our positives have not responded to any phone calls that we've reached out to try to make sure that we are helping them isolate, contacting those folks that they may have been in contact to let them know. And then of the people that the 50% we do receive, about 40% of those are just uncooperative. And you know, the problem with contact tracing, I want to explain just a little bit. It isn't only about us, you know, informing folks about isolation and also, you know, helping us get a hold of folks that might have potentially been exposed so they don't further expose so that we just don't see, you know, an uptick. But we also offer resources that they might need, education, those kinds of things. And we check on them every day. We make sure that we are checking on their health. If there's an issue, we're referring them to their physician, those kinds of things. It's just a really good public health tool that has been used for many years. You know, this being said, I talked to some of my staff yesterday and just said, you know, the health department's going to continue to do our part to try to diminish the ongoing increase in numbers. You know, we're going to continue to contact, investigate, and trace. We're going to continue to educate. We're going to continue with vaccination because these were all parts of the mitigation plan. These all come in into play. We're going to educate to mask, to wash hands, to socially distance. We've got to get these vaccination numbers up to hopefully really reduce the spread. But at the end of the day, we will fail. The health department will fail if the community doesn't do their part.